Ephesians chapter 4. Start reading, I'll start reading there in just a second in verse 11. But before I do that, just returned a couple of days ago from a work trip down in Daytona Beach, Florida, and was there for almost a week. And it's a lot of folks that descend there for what they call speed weeks. And it concludes with the Daytona 500. It is a super easygoing week where nothing happens. And there's no one milling about. In truth, there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that descend upon this place, and it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, and there's a lot of moving parts. And literally, there was a lot of moving parts because on, see if I get my days right, on Sunday, which I believe was the Daytona 500, we got a warning that there was a wind alert. That is not something we've gotten before. And so what we had to do is message out to our partners. There are lots of displays and lots of things. I just happened to have several partners that were companies that were activating in a fan display area. And one of those is Ram. You might have heard of them with Ram trucks. And they had a few things that kind of blow in the wind. One of those is axe throwing, literally, that we had in their display in a cage, literally throwing axes. And you had to take a breathalyzer, thankfully, and also be of a certain age to throw those. Well, those move in the wind. They had a truck that they would start, and it would throw rubber everywhere. That also moves in the wind. And a mechanical ram that you can ride that also moves in the wind. So when this wind alert happened, I had to tell them to make sure that they either had ways to tether these things or just to be aware that we would have wind gusts from 30 to 50 miles an hour. We haven't had that happen before. What in the world does that have to do with an invitation? Well, as I thought of many different things that I could talk about, when I thought about the winds and how silly that scenario was and how we had to put an APB out for wind for all of these different things, I thought about actually one of my favorite verses, and that's what I'd like to read now, and with one challenge to us and to be done in 5 minutes or less. So, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Read, like I said, one of my favorite scriptures here. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, and deceitful schemes, but rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. There's so much in that scripture. One of the things I've always pulled out of that is I can just literally see or understand the different winds of doctrine. In fact, I've actually taught a lesson before, probably 15 years ago, about the different winds of doctrine that can take us away from the Lord and the different things that can affect us and the ways that we can be led astray. And so I can get my head around this idea of being tossed to and fro. And we are not supposed to be children. We're supposed to be rooted firmly in the Word. And so we can withstand human cunning and craftiness and all the schemes. And we're to be not only rooted, but what? What does verse 15 say? We are to grow in every way. And so even if there was a high wind alert, even if there was a whole lot going on and a lot attacking us, we are firmly rooted and we are growing in every way that we will not be tossed to and fro. The one other scripture that I believe goes along with this, there's several. 1 Corinthians 3 is another one. We're not going to read that. But the last one is Hebrews 5, and then it'll be, the invitation will be yours. You probably know where I'm going. Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 12. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have the powers of discernment. I love that. Trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So, if I was going to give an invitation for us this evening, it would be that when we come together and when we are meeting at the midweek, whether we meet on Sunday or on Wednesday, but it's specifically for those of us here tonight, I believe we're all here together, so we're trying to grow together. I believe we're all here because we're trying to maintain our status and to stay rooted, but also to grow together, to make sure that we are defending ourselves against the world. I hope that's what we're trying to do, that we are trying to become more mature so that we can sharpen those powers of discernment, so that we can constantly be ready and trained to practice good from evil. So that's the charge. One reason why we give the invitation is that we offer the invitation for those that have not been baptized. You have the ability to come and be baptized. But most of us are Christians tonight, so what then is the invitation? What's the charge? The charge is that we may not have been practicing as bearing out the word in our lives like we should. We may have sinned, and sinned of a public nature or a private nature. We just need the prayers of the congregation, or we just need to declare, I got to do better, and I have sinned, and I've fallen short of the glory of God, and I need your prayers. I need your help. You have any of those abilities to make that known for any of us here. And if you're in any way subject to the invitation, we'd invite you to come forward while we stand and sing the invitation song.